Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, everybody, and here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Isla Russell, a world-famous singer and songwriter. Her albums have won numerous awards, and her songs can be heard on the radio all the time. Good afternoon, Isla.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
You've been called the voice of a generation. Are you?
It's great that you've asked me that question. I guess I want to be a voice for the kids. I mean, it sounds quite artificial, but I want to make music that I would have wanted to hear when I was 14. When I was that age, I would listen to artists and think, wow, I feel represented by that. I feel inspired by that. I want to be that person that kids can listen to and feel energized by because they've never felt like they had someone that they could listen to and see themselves in before.
Do you aim your music at teenagers, then?
It can be dangerous to kind of try and target your art to a certain type of people. You don't know who's going to gravitate towards your work. You never know what people are going to get out of the work. So I just try and create music that feels true to my taste and then see what happens. I collect words and lyrics and kick drum sounds and filters and auto-tunes. And this becomes a kaleidoscope of truly everything that I like. All I can do is put that together and put it out, and at least I know that it's me.
Could you please tell our listeners about your songwriting process?
I'll start with a kind of stream of consciousness. A lot of my writing is actually free-form. Sometimes I'll have, like, a verse that maybe I've already written down somewhere, and I'll listen to an instrumental, and that will kind of spark something in me. Or sometimes it starts with a melody, so I have a chord progression and drums, and then I'll voice a melody over the top of that. And then I'll kind of rummage through my notes and find something that strikes a similar chord in me as the music goes.
Is there a difference for you between words, poetry, and song lyrics?
I don't think there is. Anything can be a poem, and when I write, it's just putting the words down on paper. I don't really have any kind of preconceived idea of what its final form will be. It just all kind of comes spilling out with me from the same place. Poetry doesn't necessarily need to be some elite, erudite thing. I think that those boundaries should be broken down. Everything I write comes from the same instinctive place anyway.
Do you write every day?
I do, but I never force it out of myself. I'm kind of trying to explore writing as a practice. So, you know, I journal every day. I try and do kind of something for the art every day, whether that's reading or practicing the guitar. But when it comes to writing poetry or songs, I really have to have an idea or have that desire to get something down. I feel like the best art comes from a sense of necessity and urgency. Like I can't help but talk about this.
Has it always been easier for you to express yourself through art and music?
Poetry was always something that fascinated me. I started writing it when I was around 6, and then it felt like that way of expression was always the one that I was most familiar with. Then I discovered the guitar, and I think I've unlocked a different part of myself because I don't even have to speak or think. It's just all in the feeling of it. So, I guess the answer is yes.
Thank you very much, Isla. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, everybody, and here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Isla Russell, a world-famous singer and songwriter. Her albums have won numerous awards, and her songs can be heard on the radio all the time. Good afternoon, Isla.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
You've been called the voice of a generation. Are you?
It's great that you've asked me that question. I guess I want to be a voice for the kids. I mean, it sounds quite artificial, but I want to make music that I would have wanted to hear when I was 14. When I was that age, I would listen to artists and think, wow, I feel represented by that. I feel inspired by that. I want to be that person that kids can listen to and feel energized by because they've never felt like they had someone that they could listen to and see themselves in before.
Do you aim your music at teenagers, then?
It can be dangerous to kind of try and target your art to a certain type of people. You don't know who's going to gravitate towards your work. You never know what people are going to get out of the work. So I just try and create music that feels true to my taste and then see what happens. I collect words and lyrics and kick drum sounds and filters and auto-tunes. And this becomes a kaleidoscope of truly everything that I like. All I can do is put that together and put it out, and at least I know that it's me.
Could you please tell our listeners about your songwriting process?
I'll start with a kind of stream of consciousness. A lot of my writing is actually free form. Sometimes I'll have like a verse that maybe I've already written down somewhere, and I'll listen to an instrumental, and that will kind of spark something in me. Or sometimes it starts with a melody, so I have a chord progression and drums, and then I'll voice a melody over the top of that. And then I'll kind of rummage through my notes and find something that strikes a similar chord in me as the music goes.
Is there a difference for you between words, poetry, and song lyrics?
I don't think there is. Anything can be a poem, and when I write, it's just putting the words down on paper. I don't really have any kind of preconceived idea of what its final form will be. It just all kind of comes spilling out with me from the same place. Poetry doesn't necessarily need to be some elite, erudite thing. I think that those boundaries should be broken down. Everything I write comes from the same instinctive place anyway.
Do you write every day?
I do, but I never force it out of myself. I'm kind of trying to explore writing as a practice. So, you know, I journal every day. I try and do kind of something for the art every day, whether that's reading or practicing the guitar. But when it comes to writing poetry or songs, I really have to have an idea or have that desire to get something down. I feel like the best art comes from a sense of necessity and urgency. Like I can't help but talk about this.
Has it always been easier for you to express yourself through art and music?
Poetry was always something that fascinated me. I started writing it when I was around 6, and then it felt like that way of expression was always the one that I was most familiar with. Then I discovered the guitar, and I think I've unlocked a different part of myself because I don't even have to speak or think. It's just all in the feeling of it. So, I guess the answer is yes.
Thank you very much, Isla. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.